Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said keeping peace in the family requires patience, love, understanding, and at least two television sets. We're happy to have this privilege of talking with you today about the Word of God. We're glad that you're listening to Bible Meditations. Well, let's return to our study. You remember we were studying concerning a lie and the power of that lie. The lie has its origin with Satan. He is the father of it. John chapter 8 and verse 44. And in 1 Kings chapter 13, a prophet of God was told what the truth was, but later another prophet lied unto him and eventually brought about his death. What a terrible thing it is to lie to a person, and in particular, when you're dealing with a man's soul. What a terrible thing it is for any person in religion to tell a person something that is not according to truth. When Paul talked to the Ephesian elders, he reminded them that he had never at any time held back anything from them that they needed to know. He had declared unto them the whole counsel of God. In other words, he simply said, I held before you the Word of God. That's the truth. And I have not lied to you. I've told you those things that have come from God. The only way I could know what God authorizes or what He does not authorize is to be acquainted with my Bible. Jesus said, the truth is the Word of God, John 17 and verse 17. The Bible, the Word of God, is the truth that God wants us to know and that will free us from our sins, John 8 and verse 32. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Realizing that, then, we need to see the importance of speaking the truth. Now, I'm not going to accuse every person who says something that is not truth in religious matters of being dishonest. It may very well be that they honestly are mistaken about what they say. But I do know this, whether it's me or whether it's you or anybody else, if I say something in religion that is not true, I'll be held responsible for that, as well as those who are led in a direction away from God and His will. So I cannot afford to take this responsibility lightly. I remember in the third chapter, the book of James, James begins by saying, Brethren, let not many of you be masters or teachers, knowing ye shall receive the heavier condemnation. The meaning of that passage is simply not that he's saying don't teach, but that he's saying before you teach someone, you be sure what you're saying is truth. You need to know before you talk with other people about it. And so he's saying there is the heavier condemnation on the one who teaches anything without Bible authority. For the past 50 years or better, Bible Meditations has come your way. And the purpose and design of this program has been to speak the truth of God's Word. It has been our effort, those who preceded me and myself, it has been our effort to speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We have tried to the best of our ability to find Bible backing for that which we have said. And so we believe that what has been taught has been truth. Furthermore, we have encouraged you from time to time to pick up your Bible and to check for yourself and find out if what has been said is according to the Word of God. If I've said something that is wrong religiously, I need to know about it because I need to make correction while I still have the opportunity of doing so. You need to know the difference in error and truth, and you need to know if what is being taught you has come from the Word of God. Well, the only way you can do that is to become a Bible student. Well, there may be some who would think that's too much work and I don't want to take on myself that great a responsibility. Well, let me remind you, friends, you and I have a soul. That soul is our most precious possession. Jesus asked, what would a man give in exchange for his soul? If a man should gain the whole world and lose his own soul, what doth it profit? So if I had the whole world and still lost my soul, I've lost everything. That just means this. I cannot afford to be wrong religiously, nor can you. Our soul is at stake. We must be sure that what we're teaching and what we're believing and practicing is according to the Word of God. I don't want to lead anybody astray. Therefore, I take the responsibility of speaking on Bible meditations very seriously. I believe that I'll account to God for what I have done and what I have said. If I say that which is not true, then I'll answer for that. And if you're led in a direction that is away from God by the things that I've said, then I'll also answer for that, as will you. Study your Bible. Let the Bible be your daily companion. And find out if what you're being taught in religion is the truth. You know, it wouldn't be bad. In fact, it's a good thing. If you would go up to your preacher and say, where's the Bible for what you've taught? Let him tell you where in the Bible whatever it is that he has spoken has come from. If he has to admit to you, well, I don't find it in the Bible, that would be a very telling situation, wouldn't it? Furthermore, if that kind of situation does prevail and he says to you, you have no right to question me on matters of religion, that might be telling too, wouldn't it? It would give us some insight into the fact that the man who's speaking is not able, by the Word of God, to back up the things that he says. My friends, you and I have a responsibility regarding our soul. We can't afford to be led astray. Therefore, we'll repeat again and again, as we have done in the past, on Bible meditations. Take your Bible, check what is said by the Word of God, and believe and obey those things that are taught in the Bible. In the Galatian letter, chapter 1, verses 6 through 9, Paul says, I marvel that you're so soon removed from him who called you unto the grace of God unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As I said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. Now when you look at that passage, it becomes very clear that no man, no angel, no apostle has a right to teach anything other than the gospel of Christ. So we must insist that our religious teachers give us book, chapter, and verse for what they teach us in religious matters. It's been a pleasure to talk with you today. I hope you'll listen again tomorrow. Remember, in the meantime, it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.